The Trail Smoke Eaters took the first big step in completing a comeback on Wednesday at the Trail Memorial Center. Smoke Eaters forward Jason Stefanik scored twice, including the game-winning goal in a 3-2 victory over the Vernon Vipers in Game 4 of the BCHL playoff. The Smoke Eaters were in must-win territory after falling behind 3-0 to Vernon in the best-of-seven Interior Conference quarterfinal. Stefanik's power play goal with 9:15 to play in the third period gave the Smoke Eaters a 3-0 lead, and then held off a determined Vipers comeback in the final minutes. "We thought we deserved a better fate in Game 1 and in Game 3, but we had struggled playing 60 minutes and our mindset was we have to give up two or less to win games, and it's a good thing tonight came true, because I was preaching that," said Smoke Eaters coach and GM Tim Fragel. Trail product Judah Makwe found Stefanik in the high slot, and the Dartmouth commit snapped a shot over the glove of Vipers goalie Ethan David. The Trail victory sends the series back to Vernon for Game 5 on Friday. Trail came out on fire in the first period, and carried the play out, shooting Vernon 14-6. Jason Stefanik tallied his first of the series when he corralled the puck at the blue line, beat a defender, then wired a shot past David with 6 minutes left in the opening frame for a 1-0 lead. With time winding down in the first, Smoke Eaters assistant captain Matthew Kobato-Roy worked the puck down low and sniped the corner with just 0.1 second left on the clock for a 2-0 lead. The Vipers picked up the pace early in the second, but Trail goalie Ryan Parker was unbeatable. The Souk product made 3 saves on point-blank attempts in the first 2 minutes, then sprawled to make a glove save and rob Vipers forward Hank Cleaves on a backdoor opportunity about 5 minutes in. "Goaltending is a big part of playoffs, and last night in Game 2 we hit just as many posts and we found a way to lose, so it kind of came back around for us tonight," said Fragel. "We got a few bounces." Fragel says he will stick with the hot hand, and go with Parker in Game 5 in Vernon. "He's a gamer, and so I look forward to giving him that chance. The game we won earlier in the year, in Vernon, he was in net, so hopefully he'll draw on that." 28 seconds after Stefanik made it 3-0, Vipers forward Luke Bibby Bank won off the Trail defender and in to cut the lead to 3-1. Bibby then made it 3-2 with 2:40 left in regulation. The Smoke Eaters' forecheck was resilient in the final minutes, and refused to let David leave the net, forcing him to make a diving save in the final minute. "All 3 games have been tied going into the third, except for tonight, so we've had a chance in every game to close out, but we just haven't been good until tonight," said Fragel. Trail outshot Vernon 41-28, and went 2-for-3 on the power play, and 2-for-2 on the PK. Trail beat the Vipers in 4 of their 5 games in the regular season matchup, and will look to continue their strong play in Vernon Friday. "We are a streaky team," added Fragel. "The last 12 games, we won 3, lost 3, won 3, lost 3. Now we are on that streak and we got one of the first 3. We'll just keep pushing to live another day." Game 5 goes at 7 p.m. at Cal Tire Place, and Game 6 is scheduled for Trail in the Cominco Arena on Saturday, April 13th at 7 p.m. Trail is offering a shuttle bus to the Vernon game on Friday. Contact the Smoke Eaters to reserve a seat.